This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter, let's go Billy Hilly. Texter, I'd pay more in taxes if Callis talked less. That's not very nice.
Could the taxes go to me? I'd talk less for money.
Well played, sir.
You didn't have to read that.
You're right.
Very well played. Callis, great comeback. Thank you. What have I done? Other than the discrepancy with your game, what have I done? What have I done today?
I agree with that.
It's been egregious. Then why did you read the text?
So that you could fire back. I wanted you to be able to stick up for yourself.
Okay.
Kick, save, and a beaut.
You see me trying to get Billy Hilly's head right on the screen?
It's always funny when we've got Patton here and we've got the three shot on the YouTube stream, the wildly popular YouTube stream, where we have doubled year over year in our viewership. So thank you to our fans. We're excellent at our jobs. And it's like the Brady Bunch. You're trying to find a place. Like when Jeff was on before, like I feel like I lower my seat. And usually I can't contain my laughter, but it's Billy. You want to respect Billy. And so it was very funny to me. You had Hillgrove's face on your face.
Very small.
Yeah.
Hillgrove snapshot. It was good.
I feel like we need some sort of music here for a little Steelers prediction segment.
Absolutely.
We got some like old NFL films music.
Yeah. Which
do you want the NFL films? Do you want the around the NFL music? What do you want?
I don't care. Do you care?
Surprise us.
Yeah.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I guess we start off.
Just picture the dudes riding into Acrisure Stadium listening to this.
I cannot get over that. That Pat Narduzzi drives to games and listens to NFL films music. Because from what I understand, he's not a big NFL watcher, right? I mean, you got too much going on.
No, but this was like as a kid, you know, watching
Fran Tarkington.
Yeah, listening to John Facenda. The autumn wind is a pirate.
Johnny Unitas dropping back.
Dick Butkus.
What's he doing with that football? He's throwing it forward. This is unbelievable. We've never seen this before in the history of sport.
I love it.
Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Ian Eagle and J.J. Watt on the call. I got to tell you, J.J. Watt annoys the hell out of me. He annoys the hell out of me, and albeit for me to call somebody obnoxious, I find him obnoxious.
Ian Eagle's really good.
Ian Eagle's
His kid sounds just like him.
Just like him.
I mean,
crazy.
It is uncanny.
Usually the nepotism thing would bother me.
Yeah, they're both really good.
He's really good.
Yep.
He's really good. All right, Steelers win-loss prediction. You want to go first, Dickerson?
10-6, or 11-6.
11-6.
Well, this is no fun. I got him at 11-6.
Is it any surprise that we're aligned? These are all independent takes, but it comes together, and I think it's just a sign of our cohesion.
But I think between the three of us, I think we get to 11-6 differently.
Oh, that requires another segment to unpack that.
I think we all get there differently. I think we all have different takes of how they get to 11-6.
Probably right. Probably right.
I think they're going to win their first 11, lose their last 6.
I don't. Is that a shot at Pitt?
No, it was a shot at Tomlin. It was a shot at what happened last year. Last year, we were flying high.
Yeah, they don't have those teams, though.
You know, no, and I'm being facetious, but last year, Doran, You said leading into the season that they could get Fields and Russ, and you were laughed at, mocked. That happened. Also, after they lost to the Browns in the snow, in Jameis Winston, in the greatest win in the history of the Browns, they never let us forget. You said after they lost that game, and there was still a lot of time left to go, you said they were going to finish 10-7. And I came on and I was all bummed because of the loss. I said, no, they're still pretty good. No, they finished 11-7. They stumbled down the stretch again. Reason I think they'll go 11-6, they're a better football team, first and foremost. I think they're a deeper football team. I think they got better quarterback play. Knock around a lot, mother bleeper.
You said after the Browns, I said that they'll finish 10-7, right?
Yeah, you did.
And you said, look at that, they finished 11-7.
I don't think that's what I said.
That's exactly
what you said.
Pat, get out of here.
Exactly. I'm sorry, I have to be honest.
I forgot there was a Pat here today who actually pays attention to the show.
That's five.
That's four. The one earlier didn't count. Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service. I'll read this so I can gather my thoughts. Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You start throwing numbers around and it's going to happen. So their schedule's not as tough. I know that they're not favored in very many games right now. That'll change as the season goes on. It's not who you play, it's when you play them. But it's not an easy finish. It's an easier finish. You're not playing Philadelphia, Baltimore, Kansas City, three of the final four teams in the NFL in 3 weeks in 11 days. Like that's not happening. So a better team, easier schedule. I don't think the Browns are as good. They beat you last year. I don't think the Browns beat you this year. So that's how I get to 11-6. How do you get to 11-6?
Well, I was thinking more of like, you know, on field production, how you get there.
Yeah.
And I think it's more that they want to run the football, but I think that the DK Metcalf, Aaron Rodgers connection is going to be very evident as Ben Roethlisberger talked about on his football and podcast. I mean, that connection is big, and I think that they come out guns blazing on Sunday and show that connection is going to be the reason why that they get there. And I think the defense is going to play very well. I think that the offensive line has to hold up in order for them to get to 11-6, in my opinion, and I think that they do that. I think that they're not going to be great. They're not going to be world beaters, but I think that they hold up and they're average enough to get them to 11-6.
Yeah, I mean, I'm somewhere between. I'm not 11 and then, you know, win 11 and then lose your last six.
No, I was kidding.
But I think there's a, you know, a 3-1-2-2 type of flow probably to this season. There's some games that I circle that are must wins. I mean, this opener is a must win.
Yep.
On the road against this is a classic game that if you lose it can derail everything. It has drama. It has intrigue. Obviously, it's your first game. It's Aaron Rodgers back in New York. And then you got some tough ones, right? Seattle at New England. Minnesota's a big game. If they win that game, that could push me to 12.
In Ireland?
Yeah, Minnesota's a big one. Green Bay at home is a big one. Huge one. Buffalo is one that if you beat them at home, you're like for real at that point.
Yeah.
Because I think generally speaking, they'll take care of business, win the ones they're supposed to. Maybe you drop one to a Baltimore or Cincinnati here and there. But those kind of cross-conference games, out-of-conference games, they can be the difference between 11-6 and 13-4, honestly, with this schedule, because there isn't that murderer's row around Christmas, New Year's that you had a year ago.
I'm shook.
Why?
Because I screwed up.
Well,
things have been going so well for me today.
I was on with another show, the PM team, a couple weeks ago, and I was asked for my prediction, and I said 11-7. And Pony quickly jumped and said, well, that's ironic. There's only 17 games on the schedule. And I wanted to bad say that I already put in the playoff loss in the record, but I don't want to go there because I think they're going to win a playoff game.
Wowza! That was the next question.
Because that was the next question I got from them. So let's go to it.
You think they're going to win a playoff game?
Yes.
Yes.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
You just want to perpetuate this off-season talk. You're speaking for your own profession right now. You want to keep talking about playoff losses.
Are you kidding me? I want nothing more.
They're going to win a playoff game.
Yeah. There is not much, I'll say, better in sports than your favorite NFL team wins that first playoff game, and then you've got that week, and the local news stops talking about people falling out of windows and all the goofy if it bleeds, it leads stuff, and it's just 95% Bob Pompiani on your television, and you are convincing yourselves that in 60 minutes of gameplay action, you're going to be playing for a chance to win the Super Bowl. There's nothing like that. So, no, I don't want that for talk radio purposes. I want them to win a playoff game. For fandom purposes, I want them to win a playoff game. I just can't get 38.8 points per game given up in the last five playoff games over these 8 years out of my mind. They've got the people defensively to play great defense in the playoffs. They've got the players offensively to make more noise in the playoffs. I just don't trust the coach to get it done when it matters most. And until he shows me that he can, I just can't predict it to be so.
Yeah, I think they win a playoff game because they get a great draw in the playoffs. I think they get a good draw that actually suits them to win a playoff game. I think they take care of business of the teams that they're supposed to this year to get them 11-6, and then that would propel them to win a playoff game.
If what Doran is saying and manifesting, as he typically does, about Rodgers and Metcalf and the passing game gradually carrying this team, I feel a hell of a lot better about their chance to win a playoff game than the last at least three seasons and probably beyond. And probably beyond, because I this offense wasn't in as good a shape in Ben's last couple years as it is right now from a personnel standpoint. If that happens, which I think it will, they win a playoff game.
And game script does matter. I mentioned 38.8 points given up in those five playoff games. The offense has done diddly-poo in those first quarters.
You're on the field. Teams are picking the air out of the ball.
Right.
Just pounding you. You're demoralized.
They'll put you in the blender defensively then. Because when you're up, I mean, you can call anything, and it's just, if they can throw the ball consistently with Aaron Rodgers, then yeah, that will help the defense out. All right, when we come back in our Steelers time capsule, Steelers team MVP, rookie of the year, other assorted predictions. First, though, you can tweet us your thoughts on these predictions, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net, and you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy week one matchup between Pittsburgh and New York, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. To get started today, it is our Steelers time capsule. Each of the three of us, Pat Bostic with us until 10, have the Steelers going 11-6 this year. The smarter football guys, Doran and Bostic, have the Steelers winning a playoff game, and I do not. Your thoughts on that at 412-928-9370. Who do you think is going to be the team MVP this season?
It's easy to say Rodgers, but I'm going to go with... I am going to go with DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf, yeah. Because it goes hand in hand with quarterback, obviously, and receiver. And you would think that if I picked DK Metcalf, then it probably would be Rodgers, but it's not. Because DK Metcalf is going to take things the distance in the quick game. Slants, things of that nature. It's the routes that he runs in the quick game for Aaron Rodgers. He's going to take them and get a lot of yards out of it.
A big-time underrated aspect of his game.
Huge.
People think he's big guy, run fast, catch ball. He runs a variety of routes, which is what Pickens hadn't shown that he could do here in Pittsburgh. And to your point, listen, AB was winning that award when Ben was here.
Mm-hmm.
Juju Smith-Schuster won it 1 year when he had just fumbled the season away against the New Orleans Saints. So it's not like a wide receiver can't win the MVP award for the Steelers with and push the quarterback to the side. What do you think, Pathew?
T.J. Watt.
Oh, yeah.
Chalk. Pay the man. He's going to deliver.
I agree.
He's kind of quietly faded from the storylines. What with Cam, who practiced yesterday, which we'll get into. Seems like Cam's just going to play on Sunday, which we kind of thought all along. But with the Cam stuff going on with Rodgers and Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey, and because Watt's contract got done before training camp, he's just not being talked about very much. He's got to have darn near 20 sacks, I think.
I bet you he will.
I think he will, too.
No dot.
Because of the secondary, too.
No
doubt. Because they can be a little bit more exotic. Patrick Queen was talking about that. Like, oh, we're bringing Blitzberg back. Thank goodness. They blitzed a lot with Keith Butler. They did not blitz a lot last year. And I don't think they wanted to not blitz, but...
Personnel.
Personnel's bad. You got Beanie Bishop in the slot, and then you replaced him with a worse player who had a terrible season. And you had a little tiny corner on the outside who would take the ball away from time to time. Then he had back issues late. You know I'm afraid to mispronounce his name.
Jackson.
Dante Jackson. Mm-hmm. So... Now you don't. Now you got Jalen Ramsey, you got Darius Slay, you got Joey Porter Jr., who might be your third. He might be your third corner. My MVP? I'm going Jalen Ramsey. Mikey T loves him some Ramsey. And he was running around like a Tasmanian devil in that third preseason game. And this might not be fair, but I just haven't seen Minka Fitzpatrick jump off the screen the way that Jalen Ramsey did even in that third preseason game these last couple of years. Like, Minka had ceased being Minka. Ramsey's going to be knifing into the backfield. They're going to blitz him from the slot. He's a good blitzer. I think because of the way they think he can transform this defense, if he comes even close to being the player he thinks he is, he'll be my Steelers MVP.
How much safety do you think he plays? Actual safety.
A decent amount.
For you to say that he's going to be the MVP and he's making a positional transition, I mean, that would be massive for this defense because they have a void there, obviously. They declined it. I mean, Chuck Clark, obviously, they've added some depth there. But if he's able to be a hybrid and still impact the game the way he has traditionally, I mean, that's like you have a Swiss Army knife now on defense. They have not had that, I mean, since probably Troy. He would be Troy-esque with his ability to cover, a little bit more coverage ability probably at the pure corner spot than Troy would ever provide, obviously. That's clear.
Blitzing.
But blitzing, all that type of versatility, man, I mean, that, like, Terrell Austin has all the chips with which to work.
I think, they'll be in base, 25% of the time?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that time they'll have him at safety, but probably not 100% of that time, right? Because he's still going to be your best cover corner. So
I really think that he's going to play the least percentage at corner, at outside corner, of all three positions. I think it's going to go nickel, safety, then corner.
I definitely think nickel is going to be one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, when they play elite receivers, which that's the one thing about their schedule that is, you know, Garrett Wilson week one, Seattle, Smith and Jigba, I mean, they're not.
He'll be in the slot.
Stephon Diggs, New England, Justin Jefferson. 2 weeks from then, you got Chase and Higgins. Green Bay doesn't have someone that's like, wow. Either does Indy, either does do the Chargers. Then Cincinnati again.
Not a Ladd McConkey fan?
I think if they play more man coverage, which it sounds like they're going to, you'd be foolish to put him in the deep middle.
Right.
He's got to cover somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But when they play zone and having him with the ability from the slot to drop to blitz, he covers space in a quick amount of time. He's long and lanky for a guy that plays that position. I mean, he's a difference maker for sure. I like that pick, Riley.
Thank you.
I like that pick.
Doran brought a really good point up the other day. Like, we've almost all forgotten about Joey Porter Jr. Darius Slay, Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith.
Well, I mean,
Aaron Rodgers.
He's a young player with a lot of upside who did not play that well last year. And they felt they needed to upgrade the position, not once, but twice. Am I wrong?
No, and I think if you're him, you got to take that as a shot across the bow. And you got to go out there and you got to prove it.
I mean, listen, Joey Porter Jr. can't be in any better situation than he is right now with the two guys he has in the room to learn from. I think that's very valuable. Now, people listening probably don't think that's as valuable, but it is whenever you have a Super Bowl champion and an All-Pro Super Bowl champion that is at your position that is, you know, right. One's 30-some years old and the other one's like in the middle of his prime almost. That's very valuable to learn from. Like, if he can't learn from and take that giant step this year to next year, then, I'm not going to say I'm out on him, but I just don't know because he has everything around him that he needs. He has every resource to become that legit number one corner of the future.
I love the fact, though, that he's able to learn with those guys and probably play in less vulnerable situations.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't need to. I feel better with Ramsey on Chase than him on Higgins, right? Size, physicality. I feel better with him on Jefferson and Chase maybe on Addison. You know, that when you get those 1-2 punches, it's going to put him, I think, in a situation where he's positioned for more success. And he's going to have to find different ways to get on the field, too. Develop his game, be more consistent in all areas where he really was just kind of coronated from day one when he got here as the first corner. And he wasn't ready for that, particularly with a Hall of Fame caliber player like Jalen Ramsey. Now, is he number three? I could make the argument he's 2A and 2B.
Sure.
With Slay. Slay's late in his career. He's not going to be an every snap, every down guy. So it is. I think it is a good situation, but certainly I think they sent a message in doing what they did.
Coronate is a great word.
It's a great word.
Good pull.
Yeah, no doubt.
I was about to drop in a tutelage with the tutelage of Slay and Ramsey. Couple that with the matchups that you can really pick and choose.
Yep.
If he doesn't have a good year, you guys are right. That is, the alarm bells might start going off.
Yeah,
a
year
bit.
Three, yeah,
it's time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, their coverage unit is much improved.
Well, you've got the greatest coverage linebacker in the history of mankind, in Peyton Wilson.
Yeah, he got beat in a preseason game.
Mm-hmm. Bucky Irving.
But yeah, he's really good. I like Peyton Wilson a lot.
Everyone yeah, we'll see a lot of him this game with Breece Hall.
Everyone gets beat.
Breece Hall likes to catch the ball. I mean, they like to throw the ball to Breece Hall out of the backfield. So, Peyton Wilson, this is that number one. This is that game right off the bat where you.
Him and Patrick Queen.
Yeah.
Both good coverage guys.
And you need better from Queen. I don't think he was bad last year, but you need him. You need better. You need better. I think the line play in front of him is going to go a long way in that. Steelers rookie of the year. We'll get to that coming up next in our Steelers time capsule. Also, the big guy, Cam Hayward, 9-7. He practiced yesterday. Much ado about nothing? Question mark. We exhaling? Question mark. We'll get to it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The great PJ Comanche coming in here for his weekly stop talking pit broadcast with you guys.
Get some things figured out.
What a good man.
Yeah, he's the best. The absolute best.
We had some gremlins.
Yes. You called Crowley out. Said that he was the gremlin.
I did. Did you know that?
I did, and then I didn't know what a gremlin was, and that's actually going to lead us to our next segment, which we're quizzing Crowley this week.
Did you hear what I... you almost said Callis.
I did.
Close. When I said that, nah, he's actually probably not the gremlin because he's probably really pensive right now getting ready for the Mountaineer game.
Yes.
Pensive's another good pull.
Yeah, you got two good words today.
Yeah, vocab. Strong. It's a strong suit of mine. Not many, but one. That's one.
It definitely is. In a way that's palatable for the people.
Correct.
And that's alliteration. The other word was coronated. Oh. You say container?
Yeah, I don't know.
if that's the top of my vocabulary, we got problems. Container. Word of the day.
That's word of the day for the Mountaineers. They got to contain that quarterback.
That's right.
Keep him in the pocket. Another pre-Sunday deal from Adam Schefter. He reports the 49ers and Juwan Jennings reached an agreement on a deal that will add $3 million in playtime incentives to the wide receiver's contract per his agent, Drew and Jason Rosenhaus. Now, instead of earning $7.5 million this season, Jennings can earn up to $10.5 million. Cam Hayward still waiting for his. It seems immaterial, though. Whether they've agreed to a handshake deal, whatever it is, I don't care now, because it seems like he's going to play on Sunday. I would be stunned. Stunned. And he practiced yesterday. We all saw the video. We're allowed to report on this. I would be shocked if he doesn't play. He started practicing, what, last week or the week before? He practiced Wednesday a game week. He's not listed on the injury report. Our guy's playing on Sunday.
Yeah.
Absolutely 100%, no questions asked.
Yeah, I think he's playing.
Now, I wish that there were questions asked, and I wish that there were questions answered. Did you hear Jacoby Myers for Las Vegas?
It is what it is.
It is what it is. I have never heard a more honest interview with a player in a contract dispute ever doing this job.
Yep.
Than Jacoby Myers.
Yep.
It is what it is. I'm happy here because I could be happy anywhere. We'll see if we can work something out. I'm just trying to
good for him.
Get it done for my family. I thought it was refreshing, and I think Cam Hayward probably could have cleared a lot of stuff up if he had done that too. Not just at training camp whenever he was heated about it, but maybe let some time go by and then talk to the media.
I really think that the whole thing has been fumbled, clearly. But I think that where Cam is at in the organization, I think he could have had a closed-door meeting and left it at that.
Yep. Like maybe a few of them.
Closed-door
meeting. Many as it takes.
Yeah. I'm sure Art's office is wide open for Cam Hayward to walk in and close the door and sit down and have a chat.
Absolutely open-door policy for Cam Hayward. No doubt about it. And we'll see if he gets paid or not, but I don't care. It ain't money going into my pocket. And as long as he plays, that's great. And guess what he's going to do if he plays? He's going to dominate. Because they're missing their right guard now, who I saw. That sucks. He tore his bicep. He's going to be out for the season.
Yep.
He's been injured a lot in the last couple of years for the Jets. And I hate to see when guys get hurt at the beginning of the year. Before they play in the first game, everything you work for, and then you can't go. That just sucks. But, hey, that's a bounce in the Steelers' favor, and I would expect Cam Hayward to dominate on Sunday and maybe force a fumble on one Justin Fields.
Mm.
Who do we think is going to be the Steelers' rookie of the year?
Y.A. Black.
Ah, darn it. Stole it. Y.A. Black's mine, too.
Do you think he's going to rub his belly for TFLs, or is that only reserved for sacks?
I think it's sacks.
All right, how many times are we going to see him rub his belly this year, then? I think it'd be a great year. If I set the over-under at 4.5.
I was going to say 5.
Yeah, I was going to say 5 as well.
That's a fabulous year for a rookie mid-round pick. I think it's attainable. Were you looking down at your own belly there? What are you doing?
No, I was just adjusting.
Okay, I thought you might unbutton. I thought he might be going for it.
He's
going
to be rookie of the year, and I'm going to go out and say that he's going to have a better year than Derek Harmon. But Derek Harmon's going to have a good year, because if you're rookie of the year, you have a really good year.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But he's going to have a better year than Derek Harmon.
A great preseason, man. Y.A. Black.
He gets those big old paws up.
You know, he's just, you got to feel good about having those two for the long haul.
You a fan of the stat havoc rate?
Sure.
Passes deflected, TFLs, sacks.
Yeah.
I think Y.A. Black is a havoc machine this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I think that Queen and Wilson are going to benefit greatly. I don't think he's going to start this week. All the beat writers we've talked to think that Loudermilk's going to get the first crack. They're going to rotate those guys a lot. I don't think it takes very long for Y.A. Black to be the first guy off the bench in base. And he'll probably be their fourth defensive lineman. And depending on the situation, I think he'll be in there a lot.
Is that yours, too? Rookie of the year?
You didn't name yours.
Carson Bruner on special teams. I mean, he can be flying down the field.
He was my second pick. I'm not even joking.
I don't think he'll win it, but I do think he'll be good on teams. Teams! But I was going to go Y.A. Black as well. Yeah. Derek Harmon missing the beginning of the year, I get the heebie-jeebies about it. I don't like that. What are you laughing about, Harry? Heebie-jeebies?
The heebie-jeebies.
Because mm-hmm. I expect him to miss 1 week, but maybe you want to err on the side of caution and have him miss two. I also think the same with Herbig, who practiced in a limited capacity yesterday. He got the hammy, right? I don't know that I'd play him this week.
I saw him doing get-offs yesterday, and he looked I mean,
give me some Jack Sawyer.
He was winning.
He looked okay.
Give me some Jack Sawyer this week.
Are you quick on the get off?
Jack Sawyer had a quiet preseason. Mm-hmm. Really didn't do anything.
It's preseason.
Yeah. You got to make plays, though.
It could be fool's gold.
Guys, as a rookie, though, that's where you make your hay.
Made the 53.
Yeah, I mean, he was drafted. He was going to make the 53. I just expected him to show up a little bit more.
He's built like a pork chop, a real big pork chop. Lean.
What?
He's lean. He's big.
Isn't pork one of the fattier meats?
Is it?
I'm pretty sure pork's not lean.
Is it chop lean?
Turkey is probably the leanest.
Yeah, he ain't built like a turkey. Why Black kind of got some turkey to him. He kind of, like Jay Wobble back in the day, you know? Weeble Wobble kind of deal. He got a huge ass. Yeah. What am I even saying?
I don't know.
You can stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy week one matchup between Pittsburgh and New York, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. The vast majority of the country is going to get that game at 1 o'clock on CBS. Steelers, Jets. I mean, the intrigue.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, Rodgers v. Fields.
Rodgers v. Jets. It's not Rodgers v. Fields.
I don't. You know what? I don't think the general public cares about the Fields.
He does think about the Achilles as soon as he runs out on the field, and then I think it goes away.
I wouldn't have
any human would.
I think the first drive is clinical. Touchdown.
Me too.
Like I think it's just like
bang, bang, bang.
Okay,
slice and dice, baby.
You know what might come back this year? Well, he's not with him anymore.
Scoring on the first drive.
The belt. If he brings the belt back, if he brings the belt back in Pittsburgh, so that was the other prediction. I didn't know if you're going yet.
Oh,
he's coming back next year.
A-Rod.
Oh yeah, 1,000% he's coming back.
If he has a bad year,
I think he comes back next year. I don't think he has a bad year. Mm. I think he loves it here. Imagine you leave New York, drama laden, terrible franchise, horrible football team. You're mired. You've got personal issues. You come to Pittsburgh. You've played with a bunch of guys from Pittsburgh. Your coaches have been from Pittsburgh. You hear about it. You revere Mike Tomlin. You're finally here. They bring a bunch of guys around you that are here for more than a year. They're not rentals. And you've just been able to focus on football. With the exception of the McAfee hit here and there or a radio show here and there, there's been nothing.
Sounds like he's not doing the McAfee this year.
He said all the right things. And he looks to be in great shape. If he goes out and plays well this year, not only should he come back, I would want him back next year.
It'll be the same price, too.
Especially because, and we didn't talk about this yet, I wasn't exactly blown away with this all-time great draft class last weekend of quarterbacks. We tried to drop back and throw with Lenora Sellers. Didn't look great against a bad Virginia Tech team.
He did have a Ben Roethlisberger play,
yes,
though. He flipped a dude over his back, scampered down the sideline. We'll get into them. We got a lot of ground still left to cover on this show. Up next, we embarrass me with Quiz Crowley. Fifty-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. This is Quiz Callis, except today it's Quiz Crowley, and that's why there's ominous and terrifying music in the background.
I like adding pressure to you by doing subtle things like making the music sound scary.
Pressure.
I'm in your head. Maybe. Let's see.
What do you know about pressure?
Pressure. Real quick, yes, Harry. As much as it pains me to believe to admit this, oh my God, you are in my head. All right, Doran. Give it to me, baby.
All right, as you all know, Adam hasn't seen a lot of movies that I think most Americans have seen. So this week, it's Quiz Crowley, and I name the characters of a movie, and Adam has to tell me what movie it is. I won't give the main characters of the movie. Some sports movies, some not. I'll accept sequels and series of movies.
So just one thing, too. So Crowley, if he passes or he gets it wrong, then you go to me, right? And I can try to answer?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Ready as I'm ever going to be.
Pauly. Adrian. Mickey. Apollo.
Rocky.
That is correct. You've got one down, and you've never seen Rocky.
I have not seen Rocky.
Apollo gave it away.
You've not seen Rocky.
He's not seen Rocky.
I didn't know it at Pauly. The second name you mentioned got me.
Yes. Okay, number two. Guy Germain. Goldberg. Fulton Reed. Adam Banks.
Mighty Ducks.
That is correct.
Wouldn't have got it with the first name.
That is correct. Wow. Two for two, baby. Let's go. Number three. Ben Gardner. Alex Kittner. Hooper. Quint.
Friday Night Lights.
Incorrect. Callus.
Not a clue.
That is the movie Jaws. Those are characters from the movie Jaws.
I've never seen Jaws.
Oh my goodness.
I've seen Jaws one time in my life.
Oh my goodness.
I've seen like snippets of it.
Oh,
I hate horror movies. I hate scary movies.
Number four. John F. Kennedy. Bear Bryant. Bubba. Jenny.
Tom Hanks. Forrest Gump.
That is correct. Forrest Gump is the correct answer. Good job, Crowley.
Never seen it all the way through. I've seen it in bits and pieces.
Number five. Reese. T-1000. John Connor. Sarah Connor.
Terminator.
That is correct.
Get to the chopper. Get to the chopper.
That is correct. Good job, Crowley. Number six.
Yeah.
Lewis Tully. Dana Barrett. Egon Spangler.
Mm.
Ray Stantz.
Yeah. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
No.
I don't know.
That is Ghostbusters.
Who Damn. You gonna call?
Those are the characters from Ghostbusters.
Who are you gonna call?
I ain't seen that in a minute either.
Incorrect. Number seven.
That's bad.
Terry Silver.
Mm.
John Kreese. Johnny Lawrence.
Rambo.
Incorrect.
Nope.
That is the Karate Kid.
Yeah, baby.
Those are characters from The Karate Kid.
Caboli's rolling over in his bed right now.
He sure is. Snoring. Number eight.
Snoring Doran.
Nigel Gruff. Clifford Franklin. Jimmy McGinnity. Daniel Bateman.
Hoosiers.
Incorrect.
Rush Hour.
Incorrect.
Darn.
That is The Replacements. That is a football movie, The Replacements, that I think a lot of people that like sports have seen.
Great movie.
Number nine, Schwartz, Flick, Randy, Scott Farkas.
Spaceballs.
Incorrect.
I don't know.
A Christmas Story.
Oh, come on.
Never
it's on.
Seen it.
You've, oh,
never,
what?
Oh,
never
my
seen
God. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
it's
my
always
goodness.
On in the background.
No.
Never watched it.
Sacrilege.
Terrible. Terrible. Number 10. There's 12 of these, so you have three more. Number 10. Selena Kyle. Oswald Cobblepot. James Gordon. Vicky Vale.
Oh. Weekend at Bernie's.
Incorrect.
Now he's just throwing him out there.
Pass, I don't know.
That is Batman. 1989. And Batman Returns.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Number 11. Jerry Reb Harris. Ronnie Bass. Bill Yost. Julius Campbell.
Oh, my God. Goonies.
Incorrect.
Nope.
Remember the Titans.
My goodness. Oh, Julius Campbell.
All right.
That's the first time I ever got it on, by the way, was Remember the Titans was on in the background.
Oh, my.
Oh, man, this is tough. All
left
right.
Side, strong side.
Last but not least.
You are unbelievable.
Last but not least, number 12.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy Johnson. Bill Cowher.
Carr.
Brent Musburger. Lee Corso, Lynn Swan.
''90s America's Game.
Incorrect.
Is it another Batman movie?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Bill Cowher in a Batman movie. There's
well, they did the Batman back in the day.
Yeah, down there in the Station Square.
Jimmy Johnson in a Batman.
I saw a bird flying.
Yeah.
Incorrect. The Waterboy. That was very bad.
4 out of 12.
That was very, very bad.
The best moment is Batman. Batman with Bill Cowher.
Bill Cowher, Brent Musburger, Lee Corso, Lynn Swan, and Jimmy Johnson in Batman. Where's the trigger? Where is it?
In his defense, Hines Ward was
Where's Jason Gilden? Where's Greg Lloyd?
All right. All right. Coming up next.
Crowley got four.
It's our NFL time capsule. Who's going to win the Super Bowl? Who's making the playoffs? MVP, DPOY. We'll get into all of it. First Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions today. Rainy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.